are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Matter of fact, I was talking to this one gentleman, and I noticed that there was times that even when he would come into the place of business, that he would, how can I say this? It helped me, Spirit of the Lord God, that he was always, seems to me like he was always canceling out other people's vision for his vision, other people's desires for his desire. I was chatting with him, and I told him, I said, there's sometimes that we might not want something or desire something, oh glory to God, but the other person may desire something. And we got to be careful, oh glory to God, that we don't cancel out what the other person wants or desires just because we don't want and desire. Anybody getting this? Anybody getting this? Glory to God. You know, my wife, as a matter of fact, I was telling the person, I said, you know, my wife told me the next house that we build, she says, I want a pool. And so I was trying to justify, I was like, you know, I just don't want a pool. But I said, okay, all right, that's what you desire. You desire a pool. Oh, glory to God. See, because I know that I'm going to have to clean it. Some things I feel like, okay, all right, God, this woman, she around here to my, how clean it? Yeah, right. I'm seeing the works. You know, don't ask for anything that you're not willing to work at. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, because, and I begin to talk to the person about imagination. Because imagination is really powerful. Oh, glory to God. I said, you can look at a picture of Mars. You can go places with your imagination that you can't go in the natural. I can look at a picture of Mars, and I can imagine myself standing on the planet Mars with my imagination. God gave you your imagination. Come on, he gave man an imagination. Now, praise God, I believe in the book of Genesis, God began to talk about how they used it for the wrong thing. But God gave it to man. Come on, I had to imagine myself, come on, while with my wife, married to this woman. Oh, glory to God. And so, God, don't ever think that it's something, because sometimes we quote that verse of scripture. How does that verse of scripture go? We quote it. We always, quote a negative, something negative concerning the imagination, but it's really what God gave you so that, guess what? You can learn to see yourself. Come on. In places that you can learn to see yourself in business. Come on. Even though you're not in business. I didn't even plan on going down that road. How do you think we got on the moon? Come on, somebody begin to imagine it. Come on, people begin to see themselves on the moon, landing on the moon, going to the moon. They're imagining, they're seeing themselves going to Mars. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so now they're in preparation to go to Mars. Oh, glory to God. And so sometimes, because you got to be careful, because there are sometimes people will cancel out your vision. Said a mouthful again. I said people will cancel out your vision, what you're believe in God for, what you're seeing. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. In other words, you know, then you got to be careful because you can get around people that can poison, come on, poison what you believe in God for. I remember sharing some things with some folks one day. I remember just an incident. I remember being young in ministry. Nobody was using laptops. A lot of people were using Bibles. And I told someone, I said, I want to learn to use my laptop to preach from it. And someone said, oh, you don't want to do that. You want to preach it, you know, such and such. And so, in other words, so here I am now. I'm looking, you know, people are always using, I go places and people are using laptops. And guess what? I'm still using this Bible. Why? Because I let that person poison, come on, what I had envisioned. You got to be careful around people that are vision killers. Somebody say vision killers. You got vision killers out there. Glory to God. All right. we're gonna get going. Let's go to as a matter of fact, let's go to hallelujah. And so how many know that strife? Amen. The enemy uses strife. Oh, glory to God. The enemy uses us to and a lot of times in the body of Christ to fight one against another. Oh, glory to God. I was just sharing with this person yesterday. I said, you know, I don't even tell everybody my vision. I said, sometimes we talk too much. And because we talk too much, people speak against what we are believing God for. Yeah. Joseph told his brothers, he said, man, he said, you know, this is what I believe that God is going to do in my life. And my God, his brothers went immediately to begin to cancel out the vision that he had. Come on. They sold him into slavery. Oh, glory to God. But, you know, God is the type of God that he can take something bad and turn it into good. Oh, glory to God. But they immediately began to fight against what he told them. Not knowing, because sometimes people haven't learned to stay in their own lanes. Come on. Can I share something with you? Okay. Some ministries are called on a national and international level. Some ministries are called on a local level. Come on. His brothers was called to a local level. They were over a few sheep. Come on. But here he was. He was called, oh, glory to God, on a national, international level. Come on. And so God was using him on an international level. Our problem sometimes is that we speak against the folks that are on it. You know, some people got a problem with mega ministries. I mean, it's like, my God, it's like you look on the internet and they're hey, mega ministries, all mega ministry pastors are sinners and they're this and they're that. You know, some people are just, they've gotten offended, come on. And so now they put everybody in the same category, come on. Oh, glory to God. All mega preachers in the same categories, and they open their mouths and they speak against them. All right. And then the mega ministries, they speak against the local ministries. You better not have a church that's in a plaza. Come on. All these churches, they're in a plaza. They're such and such. Come on. And so we got to be careful and realize that, guess what? We're all on, somebody say, the same side. Oh, glory to God. And so, because what we do is that, you know, the spirit realm, he hears what's coming out of our mouths. You know, it's just amazing because, you know, one of the things that, you know, the Lord showed me one day is that we're echoes for the enemy. Okay, all right. He knows that, you know, okay, the Bible lets us know that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And the problem with us in the body of Christ is that one day we're speaking blessings and the next day we're speaking curses. Oh, glory to God. Kind of like Micah. Micah heard his mama, you know, he had done took his mama, what, 200 pieces of silver or whatever, took his mama money, and she, being a picture of the church, released the curse on the person that took her money. He said, I curse him. And now he said, well, I got to bring this money back. She done released the curse on me. But then he brought the money back. And then next thing you know, she released a blessing on him. She's a picture. Every woman in the Bible can be symbolic or figurative of the church. Come on. And this is what the church does. One moment the church is blessing. The next moment you get mad at a person, you're cursing them. Come on. Tell somebody we got to get delivered. We got to watch our mouths. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, this is one of the reasons why, even when my wife was battling cancer, I didn't tell everybody. It was a need-to-know basis. I was telling the folks that was mature in the things of God. Come on. The folks that knew how to pray. Not the folks that would be running around saying, she got cancer. I needed some folks that would be running around saying, she's fighting cancer. Come on. And I need you to pray with us and get with us. Because some folks have put you in the grave because they're immature and their mouth is immature. Glory to God. They don't know how to speak the language of heaven. Oh, glory to God. And because they don't know how to speak the language of heaven, they're releasing curses out of their mouth. You know, the devil uses the body of Christ. He uses the body of Christ as an echo. Okay, all right. If he wants something to be put out there in the United States, in the world, he'll start releasing it through media, social media, through the news. And then we'll jump on it and we'll start releasing it out of our mouths. Come on. And so instead of being an echo from God and speaking what's coming out of the first heaven, third heaven, oh glory to God. And so we got to learn to speak that which is coming from, come on, the throne room. We got to learn to decree and declare that which is coming from the throne room. The devil don't want you to speak like that. He don't want you to speak God's plan into the earth. He don't want you to speak what has been established by God. The Bible says that word, oh Lord, has been established. Come on, in the heaven. Come on, it's established in the spirit realm. We got to learn to speak what's been established in the spirit realm into this realm so that we can see the manifestation of what's been established in the spirit realm into this realm. This is why God told, Moses, he said, what you've seen, what I've showed you, the pattern that I've showed you to build this tabernacle and the things that are going in the tabernacle, build it just like that in the earthly realm. Ooh, glory to God. We got to learn to build things on the earth the way it's patterned in the heaven. Come on. I didn't mean to get all over here. I don't even. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, because let me show you something. When I'm looking at my sons, I'm looking at what I declare out of my mouth. My wife was barren. I'm looking at what I spoke out of my mouth. When I said, we will have children. When I declared that we will have, you're looking at what was spoken out of my mouth. I could have rolled with the doctors. I could have rolled with what the doctors were saying. But no, I chose to declare that we would have children. The devil couldn't get me to say it. He couldn't get me to be an echo. When he showed me an x-ray and said, your son got water on his brains, he's going to be retarded. Come on. He couldn't get me to echo. It's stayed in the doctor's office. I refuse to say it anymore. Come on, somebody. But to say what he was saying. Come on. So what was said, because I'm looking at what I said. I'm looking at what I declared. When I look at these two boys, I'm looking at what I declared. But sometimes we're eating from the fruit of our mouths. Prayers. Come on, they put you in a box. They put you into what they want. They're trying to hold you into a pattern of what they want for you. Amen. No, I don't receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, where was I? All right. Because can I tell you something? When God told Mary, spoke to Mary, the Holy Spirit, the angel came and showed up in Mary's room and said, okay, all right, God's about to do this, this, and this, and this. Oh, glory to God. She didn't tell everybody. Sometimes we're running around telling everybody everything. Come on. Can I tell you something? When the prophet told the woman, the widow woman, the woman who, and remind me to go back to Mary. When the prophet told the widow woman, go and collect some jars. Come on. In the book of 2 Kings, go and collect some jars and go into your house and shut the door. Come on. Oh, glory to God. In other words, there are things that sometimes that we got to do in private. Oh, glory to God. That, you know, so that people won't be walking by the door and by the window saying, I wonder what she doing in there with all of those pots. Oh, glory to God. She was in there working it out. Come on. She was in there working the plans of God. Come on, somebody. Sometimes we can't let everybody know what we're doing. Oh, glory to God. They'll be speaking against it. You know, kind of like, who was that Sambalaga? When Nehemiah went to build the wall, come on, and Nehemiah was doing some things in private. Oh, glory to God! But yet there was folks saying that even if they build a wall, if a dog piss on it, come on, it'll fall down to the ground. Oh, glory to God! Sometimes you gotta keep your mouth shut. You can't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Glory to God! I'm out there now. I remember this one pastor. He wasn't a pastor, he was an evangelist, but you know, he was going around, he was preaching the gospel, we were working together out on the Space Center, and he always had this desire, glory to God, for a white Cadillac. He said, I just want me a white Cadillac. He said, but what he said, my wife, she just don't want me to have it. Come on, he's well-to-do, kids are all gone, got the money to do it, but his wife just didn't want him to do it. I'm saying all of that because sometimes the people can be standing right beside you and the ones that's fighting against you. Who was that? Elisha. Elisha said, about this time tomorrow. Come on. He got a person standing beside him. Because sometimes there can be people that are so-called standing with you. Said, about this time tomorrow. Come on. There's going to be food and water. There's going to be a blessing. Come on. Oh, glory to God. In the gates. Come on. Come on. It's a portal. Gates represents portals. It represents doors. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. There's sometimes that you're up under a portal. You're up under a door. Come on, but you got somebody that's standing beside you trying to shut the door, shut the portal. Come on, there's a portal of blessing. Oh, glory to God. Get from up under my portal. I always wanted to preach. So he says, you're gonna see it. You're gonna see the blessings. You're going to see the results that have come through this portal because some people can't, oh, glory to God, sometimes, see, I understand that you're trying to shut my portal, but I put the blood of Jesus over this portal, and you bring the blood, and it won't be shut. Oh, glory to God, you won't be able to shut it. And he spoke against that portal. He stood over there and said, now, if God was to make windows in heaven, how might this be? Come on, I'm not going to let you release. Sometimes when you hear somebody releasing a curse over your life, you got to cancel it. I canceled the devil is a liar. I canceled that assignment. Oh, glory to God. The blood of Jesus against that assignment. You won't be shutting my portal today. Somebody say, not today. Oh, glory to God. I don't even wait. What did I tell you to go back to Mary? That was something else I was talking about. See, I done got all out here just flowing. Oh, glory to God. Our mouths. So the brother wanted a Cadillac, and so you know what I told him? I said, you know what? I said, your wife might not be in agreement with you, but I'm gonna be in agreement with you.
Amen.
Because I understood that sometimes people just don't want you to. It wasn't nothing wrong with him having it. It's just that the person didn't want him to have it. The person that he just didn't want him to have it. Come on. Well, you know, I'm determined. You know, my wife says she want a pool. I don't want a pool. Come on. But because she want a pool, that's her vision. I'm not going to be a vision killer. Come on. I'm not going to cancel out what she wants. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. If she can believe God for it, then I'm going to get an agreement with her. Glory to God. 139. So Mary finds out she's pregnant. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I love it when women get pregnant. I think their imagination just takes off. The baby hasn't even arrived, but they see themselves buying a crib. They see themselves buying baby clothes. Sometimes they get out ahead of themselves. They think it's going to be one thing, and then it's like, oh, it's a boy. Oh, I got to run back to the store and exchange all that stuff. They begin to see themselves, see the room and how the room is painted, and they want to go in there and paint the room and set it up. Why? Because of their imagination. Mary got pregnant. Mary said, I ain't talking to nobody. I'm going to see Elizabeth. And so Luke 1 and 39 through 45.
Luke 39, it says, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb.
Now here she is, because she's pregnant. Sometimes you got to find somebody that you can unite with. Somebody that'll make your baby jump. See, I can't get with everybody because everybody ain't going to make my baby jump. Everybody ain't going to be in agreement with me. There's times that I've shared things and people tried to cancel it out. I was young. I remember being young in the Lord and God was showing me different things. And then people would cancel it out. They'd be like, oh, God ain't going to do that for you. And I didn't know any better. I was just so excited to be saved, and God was showing me things. But I didn't know that some folks had a cancellation spirit on them.
Yes.
Critical about everything.
Yes.
She gets up and she goes to see Elizabeth. And what happened when she got in the house?
And when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Now, who was that baby? That baby was John the Baptist.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, John the Baptist praised Jesus in his mother's womb. John the Baptist had a praise party in his mother's womb. Glory to God. This is why when you come to church, you ought to praise God like you done lost your mind. Oh, glory to God. Because the earth was about to yield this increase. Come on. People were about to start getting saved. Oh, glory to God. The whole point is that she went. Oh, glory to God. She went in, I don't know if I want to call it seclusion, but she went and she was private about this thing. Oh, glory to God. You know, 1 Chronicles 12 and 17, David, now go there, David, go there. 1 Chronicles 12 and 17. Y'all getting anything out of this today?
Amen.
Sometimes, you know, the Bible says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Sometimes we got to. Let's see. 1 Chronicles 12:17. David wanted to know if folks was with him or not. He was so bold enough to ask a question. And so what does it say, daughter?
And David went out to meet them and answered and said unto them, if you be come in peace unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you. But if you become to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it.
You know, David, basically David was saying, are you for me or are you against me, O glory to God? Because David, here's David, you know, sometimes, let me say this here. How many remember, and let me show you even David. David couldn't build, but Solomon could build. David was a man of war. Come on. But Solomon was a man of peace. This is sometimes why we, even in the church, got to fight to keep the peace. Let me say this here. How many know that Uriah was united to David, but David wasn't united to Uriah? David killed Uriah. He took advantage of somebody that was united to him. Y'all seeing this? Because what am I saying? I'm saying that sometimes we could be united, oh glory to God, to someone, but someone not be united to us.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, how would you feel if a pastor you really admire and respect told you he's concerned about your spiritual life? Well, that's exactly what happened to the church in Galatia. Paul had such deep concerns about their relationship to Christ, he wrote this in chapter 4. My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you, I would like to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I have doubts about you. John, it sounds like he might have been questioning the salvation of those Galatians. Is that what was going on there?
I don't think I could respect a pastor who wasn't concerned about my spiritual life. I don't think it's a pastor's responsibility to be indifferent toward people's spiritual lives. I don't think being a faithful pastor means you're good at stroking sheep. I think being a faithful pastor means you're good at protecting them from wolves, protecting them from eating the wrong things that would damage them. You're leading them to the green pastures and the still waters. You have to confront their spiritual lives. And that was Paul. And look, he had pain over that. When he says, I labor in birth, he's using a term that refers to birth pain until Christ is formed in you. I agonize over this. He said to the Corinthians, who sins and I don't feel the pain? He had such empathy. And sure, there were people in his congregations whose salvation he questioned. And that's part of a pastor's duty. You must question that. You must preach to the congregation that they can be deceived. With Paul, you want to say, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith.